Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. The nation is on fire. The world is on fire. My latest commentary will be out on Sunday. Here it is. It's titled, New York, L.A., and San Francisco just committed suicide. Is Vegas next? The suicide of America. Call this suicide by Democrat. We have suicide bombers in the White House. We have suicide bombers in our governor's mansions. Worst of all, we have suicide bombers directing the U.S. economy. This is the Titanic. This is the Hindenburg. We are headed for disaster. New York City now demands vaccine passports to go into any restaurant, bar, nightclub, gym, even retail stores. Los Angeles followed suit. So did San Francisco and New Orleans. How many more will follow? Las Vegas, my home, the entertainment capital of the world, isn't far behind. You now need proof of vaccination to enter concerts, conventions, even Allegiant Stadium, the home of the NFL's Las Vegas Raiders. Will restaurants, gyms, and retail stores be far behind? This is madness. This is economic suicide. Either Democrats are ignorant morons, or this is the final Democrat plan to destroy capitalism by putting every business owner out of business. After all, this is what socialists, Marxists, communists, and globalist America haters have been waiting their whole lives for. Let me explain what's about to happen. About 50% of America hasn't taken the vaccine. That's no coincidence. Somewhere between 40 and 50% of America is never taking the vaccine. No matter what you say or do, the answer is still no. We will not comply. The reasons are simple. First, choice. It's my body, my choice. Where have I heard that before? Second, we know when someone says, I'm for the government and I'm here to help, run away as fast and far as you can get. We don't trust anything Big Brother is selling. Third, we've seen the numbers of dead and injured from the VAERS vaccine injury report. The carnage is unimaginable. Fourth, we've watched the videos of brilliant MDs, virologists, pathologists, and scientists explaining how this deadly vaccine causes massive inflammation resulting in heart inflammation, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, autoimmune disease, and worse, death. Lastly, and most importantly, we all know scores of friends, family, and coworkers who took the jab and wound up dead or badly injured soon thereafter. So, we're not taking the vaccine, at least not for another few years after we've seen the final results or the final carnage. We don't trust this jab, my body, my choice. Also, we're not gullible. We're not willing to inject a potentially dangerous jab into our bodies because government is handing out lottery tickets, free booze, free pot, or a free trip to a casino. So think about what this all means. If government is dumb enough to demand vaccine passports, that means 40 to 50% of us won't eat at restaurants or go to bars and nightclubs or concerts or conventions or sports events. We won't buy anything at your retail stores anymore, which means everyone is out of business. No business in America can take a 20% loss of sales, let alone 30% or 40% or 50%. They're all out of business, which means tens of millions of Americans will lose their jobs. Total economic collapse will soon follow. Think about New York City, L.A., San Francisco, and New Orleans. No more conservative tourists. That's half the tourists in your city or state gone. No more tourists from Texas or Florida, places with millions of unvaccinated citizens where vaccine mandates are forbidden by law. Just those two states alone have 50 million combined citizens. That's millions of potential tourists never again coming to New York City, L.A., San Francisco, or New Orleans. Is Vegas the next city to commit economic suicide? This isn't just about conservatives. Many doctors and nurses I know want nothing to do with the jab. Large portions of black and Latino citizens don't want the jab either. Lots of people don't want the jab. And if you demand vaccine passports to get into any business, you've just lost all that revenue. Good luck. Few businesses in America will survive. Mass economic devastation is coming. The Great Depression of all depressions could be coming. Could anarchy and civil war be far behind? Is this the Democrat plan? Are they really suicidal? Are they doing the bidding of the Chinese Communist Party? Or are they just that dumb? That's my column coming out on Sunday around the country, newspaper syndicated nationally by Creators Syndicate. And yes, it is all going that bad, and it's all going in that bad a direction. Can you imagine the money I spend in restaurants on business meetings and trips there with my fiance and trips there with my kids, and all of a sudden, none of that spending anymore? All those restaurants are finished. Finished. So my advice to all of you is, don't just stand around with your thumb up your butt. If you own a restaurant, if you own a bar, if you own a nightclub, if you own a concert hall, if you own a convention center, if you're planning a convention, if you're in the convention business, if you own an airline, if you own an NFL team, guess what? You better not comply. You better tell Steve Sisolak to shut the hell up and stick it where the sun don't shine. Because if you make your employees turn into Gestapo and ask for vaccine passports, we're going to protest you, we're going to picket you, we're going to put you out of business. Without our revenues, you're finished. So you better stand with us. Just like the American Revolution, we can either hang separately or we all hang together. I'm telling you, the choice is to live. The choice is to live. Because if you go your separate way, or if you go with government, we're all going to hang. It's time to fight back. It's time for mass civil disobedience. We will not comply as consumers, and you as the restaurant owners, the bar owners, the nightclub owners, the retail store owners, you can't comply. You can't stoop to becoming the Gestapo, or you'll lose your business. It's a no-win. This is what they want. We've got to stand up together. And by the way, the jig is up. You know, remember how I lost my job at Newsmax TV? It was a 1-2 punch from the owner of Newsmax. One, and this is all, I've got it all on text, by the way. I saved it all so no one could ever contradict one word I'm saying. And I've got lawyers to back up all of it that his executives all admitted. Number one, I said something negative about George Soros. He's behind everything bad in the world. He's the one enemy of America that has more money than God, that's coming after America, trying to destroy America. He's the enemy of the United States, and that was it. Can't have someone on Newsmax saying something bad about George Soros, telling the truth about George Soros. That was one reason my contract was not renewed. And reason number two was the owner of Newsmax was very angry that I was very disrespectful to Joe Biden, that I was forever saying he's brain dead, forever saying he's not capable of being president, forever saying he's a stumbling, mumbling, bumbling guy with dementia, forever saying that he's a brain-dead sock puppet. And sure enough, who turned out to be right? Me. And just like Trump, the average American, you know, not the average American, but the average liberal said, oh, his tweets are so mean. But he created the greatest economy in history, and he created total peace. Americans were not stuck in a foreign country about to be killed or held hostage. I'll take the guy with the mean tweets. And Wayne Root was a little mean to Joe Biden because I was trying to save our lives. This incompetent, stumbling, bumbling, dementia-laden old fool is going to get us all killed. Is going to destroy our country. Is going to destroy our economy. Is going to let terrorists in the country to bomb us, kill our children. Is going to get thousands held hostage or killed in Afghanistan. Worst pullout in the history of mankind. Anyone with a brain would have pulled out first the people and then the troops. He pulls out the troops first, leaving the people defenseless. And who's the benefactor? Once again, Chinese Communist Party, the country of China. They walk right into the vacuum where we left, and they take over Afghanistan, and they get a hero's welcome, and they get all the raw rare earth minerals, like lithium. And they have control of the poppy fields with the heroin. So now they can send not only fentanyl into our country across a incredibly wide-open border that Biden created, but they could also send heroin across the border. This is the greatest dream of the Chinese. Joe Biden is president. They got to love this. The best thing that ever happened to China. Think about how China must have hated Donald Trump. Here's a guy that comes along, who understands business, who's done business with them, who's built buildings in China, who knows how to talk to the Chinese, and knows all their inside secrets, and knows their strategy, and the average Democrat doesn't want to hear it. They want to just give everything we've got to the Chinese, just give all the jobs and give all the, you know, the TV set purchases and everything you could ever buy, the electronic equipment and the cars, and let's just do everything with Chinese parts. And put America and clothes, all the clothes should come from China. And so in the end, the American people have no jobs. American people have no income. Everything is for China, but of course, the super rich and connected and the politicians will all get giant payoffs and their families will be rich forever. Ask Joe Biden. The Biden crime family is rich forever with the money they've got in foreign bank accounts offshore with the Chinese communist government. Everything Biden does is for the communists. Ruining this country, selling it down the river for the communists. So a majority of voters now say Biden is mentally and physically incapable to be president. 51% believe others are making decisions for him. And I'm telling you, it's Obama and the Chinese Communist Party. And I called all this, and I called it on my Newsmax TV show. 3 years, number one show in Newsmax, 750 episodes. Biden's incapable of being president of the United States. Biden's owned by China. I was right about everything. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold
gold and silver prices start to explode upwards. Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up. Consumer prices up. Energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network, hence the name VPN, virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Because cyber criminals, government, and even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that were hacked? Remember how the NSA spied on Tucker Carlson's emails? Remember how Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Remember how the government here in America actively targets conservative groups? Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For you personally, for your business, or for your family. Why is that one hard to say? Or for your family. Three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. $6.95 a month to get privacy and security. Use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. What have I been trying to tell you guys for months and months and months? The whole COVID emergency is about illegals. All the hospitals are filled with illegals. And so this report is out today. Hospital in McAllen, Texas, actually the McAllen Hospital in McAllen, Texas, is overwhelmed with COVID-19 cases, and the majority of the patients aren't locals. They are migrants who just crossed the border. Dr. Yvonne or Yvonne Lopez, that's a funny name, Wayne Root. Dr. Yvonne Lopez of the hospital says the surge is due to unvaccinated patients. Nearly all of their patients are unvaccinated. And what are they? Illegal immigrants. That's what I said in my commentary 2 weeks ago. I said when the government says everybody's unvaccinated, first they're lying. In most hospitals, because I know, because I have doctor friends and nurses who are fans all over the country who keep sending me notes and saying it's a lie. Half the people, at least, in every hospital are vaccinated. But second of all, they tell me the ones who are unvaccinated are illegal aliens. So they're blaming all of this on the unvaccinated when it's really to be blamed on illegal aliens who shouldn't be in the country in the first place. So it's really quite amazing that you could open the border, let everybody in, don't test them for COVID, stick them together in immigrant detention centers on top of one another like sardines, and when one gets COVID, all of them get COVID, and then they get seriously ill, and then you ship them out to the United States, to schools and towns and businesses to get everybody else sick, and then you blame the American people. Oh, we need masks. Oh, we need vaccines. Oh, we're going to need lockdowns. You did this. It's a flu, and it's going around. And you brought it into the country by opening the border and letting all the illegal aliens in. All right, let's move to another topic, which is Afghanistan, because it's really bad there. And it's so bad that the pro-Biden corrupt media is actually turning on Biden. Because even they can't believe what they're seeing. Biden said the U.S. today, he said this, has helped evacuate 13,000 people from Afghanistan. He's pledging to Americans still trapped in Afghanistan, we will get you home. This is one of the largest, most difficult airlifts in history, and the only country capable of projecting this much power with this degree of precision on the far side of the world is the United States of America. And he's committed to evacuating all Afghans who assisted in the war effort. A potentially vast expansion of the administration's commitments on the airlift, given that there are tens of thousands of Afghan translators. And the media is saying, hold on, this is a bunch of BS. BS. He says, Biden, to the best of our knowledge, Taliban checkpoints are letting through people showing American passports. We have no indication Americans have been able to get in Kabul through the airport. We made an agreement with the Taliban. Wow. CNN says, we had difficulty getting into the airport. Working out how to get to the airport is like a Rubik's Cube. ABC, David Muir. The president said he has no intelligence that the Americans have not been able to get to the Kabul airport. The question, obviously, does that square with reporting on the ground? I mean, just totally not. ABC News correspondent Ian Pinnell, it just seems the reality and the rhetoric are miles apart. I'm not sure what advice the president is receiving, but the truth on the ground is these people are in fear of their lives.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's back to Delaware and his vacation for President Biden, but not after saying significant progress is being made in the massive evacuation effort at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan.
This is one of the largest, most difficult airlifts in history. And the only country in the world capable of projecting this much power on the far side of the world with this degree of precision is the United States of America.
Biden speaking from the White House, acknowledging that the images around the Kabul airport have been heartbreaking and gut-wrenching, but adding every American who wants to leave Kabul will be able to.
But let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
Officials are expecting around 40,000 people at a rally that will be headlined by former President Trump tomorrow in Alabama. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, instead of doing my usual live read for Energized Health, I want to read you an email that came in this morning from James. James says, Wayne, I went to Energized Health event. I signed up thinking it might be a great anniversary present for my wife, since her anniversary was April 22nd. Boy, was I wrong. She was extremely mad at me for days. I had to go out and buy furniture for our anniversary as a substitute. Anyway, I started the program, and when I started, I weighed 222 pounds. My wife's numbers were all in the green on their special scale, so all she had to do was maintain them, which she did. She does Taekwondo, so she gets a heavy workout twice a week. After going through the pre-launch and the 88-day program, my weight went down 29 pounds. My fat was reduced by 35 pounds. My lean muscle increased by 6 pounds. My hydration increased by 8 pounds. The other benefits were my wife got rid of her sciatic nerve problem. I got rid of my restless leg syndrome. I feel we're both healthier for doing the program. I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for your recommendation of Energized Health. I would have never done it if I found it myself. I only did it because of your recommendation. Thank you once again, James. So, you know, Energized Health's a really cool program, and I get nothing but positive letters from all my fans who joined Energized Health. You know, so far I've gotten, say, about 100 letters or so, and it's 100 to nothing. Everybody loves Energized Health. Everyone is the same story. I lost 20 pounds. I lost 30 pounds. I lost 30 pounds of fat. I feel better than I have in years. I look better than I have in years. And I've got that same story. So contact Energized Health. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Energizedhealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you a 40% discount and a buy one, get one free as well. Till the end of the month, only till the last day of August, you get 40% off and a buy one, get one free on top of that with your spouse or someone you love. So check it out, energizedhealth.com, click the red button and schedule your interview. We've got our guest here, Glenn Roper, attorney for the Pacific Legal Foundation, to talk about vaccine mandates and vaccines, forced vaccines on students and masking, mask mandates for students and vaccine passports. I've got to ask him all kinds of questions. Glenn, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Great, Wayne. Thanks for having me on.
So let's start with, you know, the school year and the kids. School year is starting around the country. Some of them started last week. Some of them starting next week. There are mask mandates for students all over the place. Even in Dallas, Texas, mask mandates for the students and a real possibility of school closures if things quickly escalate with COVID-19. So you wrote an op-ed for The Hill called Follow the Science. Tell us what your thoughts are.
Yeah, thanks. You know, my op-ed was focused on this phenomenon we've seen in a number of cases. You know, I'm a constitutional attorney over the last 18 months or so, where governments are making these decisions, or, you know, government bureaucrats are making these decisions, and they're justifying it saying, we're just following the science. And so I just kind of explored, what does that phrase mean, and how does that play into these decisions that are being made? And I'll tell you, Wayne, anytime that you hear a government official use that phrase, we're just following the science, a red flag should go up. Because as we know, science is wonderful and has brought us lots of, you know, inventions and innovations and things that bless and make our lives easier. But it cannot make decisions about questions of public policy. That's what we have elected leaders for, is to make those decisions. And science isn't able to make decisions about the kinds of trade-offs that come with some of these policies that are being imposed. So follow the science. You know, I think we should be informed by science. We should understand science. Government should be very transparent about what we do and do not know from science. But science can't make the choices. It can't tell you should schools be closed. It can't tell you should people be required to wear masks. Those are political decisions made by political actors, and they need to be accountable for them.
Well, I mean, you know, nothing you just told me, Glenn, is going to change the world as we know it today, because all politicians are cowards, and all politicians are afraid of risk, scared to death. I mean, if one person dies based on what you say as a politician. Your whole career could be ruined. But if lots and lots of people lose their business, everybody thanks you because nobody died. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I said from day one, Glenn, on this program, on my national TV show on Newsmax TV, I said back in March of 2020, of course people are going to die, and of course it's terrible, and of course I feel bad for them, but people die on the highway every day. We don't make the speed limit 1 mile an hour, so everybody lives, because nobody would ever get where they got to go. You can't mask us all, vaccine us all, and lock us all down so that instead of 10,000 people dying, 5,000 people die, but everybody loses their business and everybody loses their job. None of it makes any sense. If you're so scared of risk that you're going to close the country down, like New Zealand or Australia are doing right now, you're going to ruin the economy and everyone's going to be broke and they're still going to have COVID.
That's exactly right. There's no way to live a no-risk life, and that wouldn't even be ideal, even if it were possible. It is not the role of government to eliminate all risk or force us into try to avoid risk. But government should be transparent, should inform us about risks that we're aware of. But for the most part, we should be left to make those decisions like we do every day. Do I drive on the highway? Do I, you know, go to this place, participate in that activity, you know, take a boat out on the lake, whatever it is that you're deciding to do, there are risks inherent of all of those things. And we should understand the risks. You know, government shouldn't be hiding risks from us. But you know, this indication now that the goal is to, you know, eliminate COVID or make sure nobody ever gets this disease again, it's just not realistic, let alone all the offsetting problems that we're seeing from businesses being closed, from lives being shut down, from, you know, these different mandates being imposed. And it's just not really the proper role of government.
You mentioned the word transparent, okay? And I got to laugh because whether it's government or media, and we're talking to Glenn Roper, attorney for the Pacific Legal Foundation, whether you're talking about government or media, there's no transparency. There's only one side, one opinion allowed. Today, Facebook banned, closed down the accounts of 12 holistic alternative health doctors who believe as I do. I've been an alternative health guy my whole life. I believe very strongly in vitamins. I take 100 vitamin pills a day. I never, ever get sick. It's been an amazing 30-year run of never getting sick. Vitamins work, and they give you a fantastic protective barrier, and they boost your immune system. And they took 12 holistic doctors who believe the vaccine is poison and is killing and injuring people, and they said your accounts are gone, banned, gone, forgotten. You're never disappeared. You're not going to be here anymore. How can they do that? How is this even possible that we're only allowed one side? There is no debate. You have to agree with the government, or you are suspended or banned for life.
I mean, it's even worse than that. You know, you probably remember, as I do, 15 or 16 months ago, when Dr. Fauci and others came out saying, don't get masks for COVID. It's not going to make any difference. It's not helpful. Well, it turns out that wasn't a scientific recommendation. It was based on their fear that if people were going out and getting masks, there wouldn't be enough for medical personnel. So, in essence, they misled the public at the start of the pandemic to try to do something that they thought would be more beneficial. Shooting themselves in the foot with credibility from the outset. That is definitely not what you want, and exactly the opposite of the kind of transparent approach that we need. You know, science, this shutting down of alternative views and questioning and reexamining, that's about as anti-scientific as you can get. Science is built upon questioning, evaluating, testing, considering different hypotheses and theories. And that's what science needs to be doing to get us the best information possible. And when the government hides information or tries to shut down opposing viewpoints, it's dangerous for all of us.
You know, being a lawyer representing a great legal foundation, the Pacific Legal Foundation, if you need a front man for any of your lawsuits, I'm saying it right on the radio, for the whole world to hear, Glenn, pick Wayne Allen Root. I'd love to be the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit against vaccine mandates and vaccine passports and mask mandates and lockdowns. All of it is insanity. All of it hurts my business. All of it hurts your business. All of it hurts everyone's business. All of it causes suicides. All of it causes depression. All of it causes opioid overdoses. All of it causes people to enter drug rehab and alcohol rehab and car accidents while under the influence. Basically, what you're getting is when you lock people down, when you mask them, system and you force vaccinate people who don't want it, or at the risk of losing their jobs, people get depressed and suicidal. They drink and they drug too much. And I think what's going to happen is over the long term, not I think, I know, over the next 20 years, more people will die from all the negativity that came from all of this than from COVID. And I certainly know more people will wind up dying from the COVID vaccine itself based on the VAERS report of vaccine injuries and deaths. You can extrapolate out that there are hundreds of thousands of people dead and or injured badly from the vaccines. This is all madness. And if you need lawsuits, I'm standing here as your lead plaintiff.
Well, you know, there's obviously all sorts of terrible things connected with this pandemic. I don't, you know, that we're hearing different kinds of information. I don't quite know where it's all going to play out as far as the science and the virology. But I will say we do need good plaintiffs. We are a nonprofit. We provide all our services pro bono. We mostly have small businesses and ordinary Americans who are willing to stand up for their constitutional rights. And we need good plaintiffs to challenge these cases of government overreach. I'd encourage your listeners to check out our website,
specifically.org,
and learn more about what we do.
Give that website again, Glenn.
Yeah, PacificLegal.org.
PacificLegal.org. And keep me in mind for a lawsuit about vaccine passports to get into restaurants in Las Vegas. I want to sue. I'm chomping at the bit to sue. You can't stop me. They haven't done it yet, but they're coming because they banned you from going to Raider games if you're unvaccinated, and concerts if you're unvaccinated, and conventions if you're unvaccinated. Restaurants must be next. And if it happens, I want to sue. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation. EnergizedHealth.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are protected. The Liberty Projects is changing this. They are ready to unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The sponsor of this segment of the show is my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It is the priceless list for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and 80 million-plus Trump warriors to cancel culture and save America. Get that little wordplay? To cancel culture and save America. In other words, all the companies that believe in cancel culture, all the companies that try to cancel you and me, let's turn the tables. I give you the power. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. This book is for you. It's a list of 116 companies and all the ways you can contact them, from phone number to email to physical address and the CEO and board of directors' names, so you can go after them and tell them how much you hate them well and want to destroy them because they hate conservatives and treat us with disdain. We don't want you to be conservative. We just want to keep you out of politics. Stay out of politics. Leave us alone. Don't support no voter ID. Stay away from politics and stop offending us. And this is the book. You've all wanted to do it. I know I've always wanted to do it, and I never do it. You know why? Because I'm not going to go look up the phone number of how you contact the chairman of the board of this company or that company. I don't have any time. Well, so I hired 10 people, and I paid them all by the hour, and this giant staff went and called every one of these companies and got the name of the CEO and the chairman of the board and the phone number and the address and the physical address and the email address. And so now it's all at your fingertips. I don't know why no one ever thought of this before, but I just thought of it, and this is going to be a big one. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book is available right now for pre-sale at Amazon. It comes out Thursday, September 16th, but it's available for pre-sale now, and you'll get it delivered on the 16th of September. It's going to be my biggest book ever. Every conservative in America should own a copy of this, because even I, Wayne Root, have never called a company to say I'm not going to buy from you anymore, because I have no time to look up who the president of Target is or the CEO of Target or how you reach them, where you get their phone number. I did all the research for you. Now anybody and everybody can do it. So this is the book that gives conservatives the power, the keys to the kingdom, The Great Patriot Protest and boycott book. All right. I keep telling you about vaccines. First of all, when we get back from the break, we got about another 5 minutes here, but when we get back from the break, I'm going to play you an explosive audio of a brilliant, I won't say doctor, he must be a PhD, not an MD doctor, but someone who has written 24 books and studied, virology his entire life and knows everything about the COVID vaccine, and he gives a speech in front of an Ohio school board, and it's about 4 minutes long, and I'm going to play it in its, entirety when we get back at the top of the second hour, and you're going to want to hear this, because it's one of the most powerful things I've ever heard in my life. And I'm not telling you I endorse or don't endorse what he's saying. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I am a common sense guy who's right 99% of the time on this radio show for 6 years. And again and again and again, I prove right. And I'm telling you the vaccines, I believe, are very dangerous, and I wouldn't take them. I would not go so far as to say what he says, but I'm not a scientist. He believes everyone who takes the vaccine basically is going to die, and quickly. It's going to be horrible. He believes the world's going to have shortages and things are going to close. Schools will close because they don't have teachers, and first responders won't be there, and governments will close, and airlines will close because airline pilots will be dead, and everybody's going to be short employees. Doctors and nurses who took the jab will die. So hospitals will have no employees to treat sick people. It's going to be an incredible 2022, he says, because of this vaccine, and you'll want to hear what he has to say. And he is one bright guy, and he's got incredible credentials. So I will play that at the top of the next hour. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I want to read this report to you. In a report on COVID-19 vaccine effectiveness released yesterday, Dr. Jeff Mitchell, MD, determined the shots are neither safe nor effective and concluded the best data. See, again, this is facts and science. The best data tells us the COVID-19 vaccines are failing. Isn't that what I said weeks ago in my commentaries? And I got criticized. Wayne Root says they're failing. What do you mean they're failing? No, nobody's in the hospital. No one's dying. That's not true. They lied to you. They took the numbers since January. From January to June, they took the numbers and said almost everybody in the hospital is unvaccinated. Because they were almost all the numbers are from January, February, March, when very few people were vaccinated. So everybody was unvaccinated. So everybody who went to the hospital was unvaccinated. So theoretically, they're telling the truth. But the reality is, as of yesterday, as of last month, as of last week, lots and lots of vaccinated people are dying and in the hospital from COVID. And lots of vaccinated people are sick from the vaccine and dying from the vaccine. Anyway, according to the data, facts, science, countries with active vaccination programs have more COVID deaths than those who do not. Moreover, countries with a higher percentage of their population vaccinated have more COVID deaths. And COVID deaths have increased with vaccination after vaccination programs implemented. So they've studied all this stuff among 104 countries with no COVID vaccination programs. Their COVID fatality rates are 690 deaths per million. And among 82 countries which offer and push vaccinations, their COVID fatality rates average 828 deaths per million. In the 82 countries which offer vaccination programs, not only was the average COVID fatality rate greater than in unvaccinated countries, but the number of deaths increased as the number of residents got more vaccines. There you go.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
91.